come on, man.
Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9.
Give me the microphone, gentlemen.
Check 1, 2. Testing, testing.
Test, test. 1, 2.
Is this some test?
No, no tests.
What sort of tests?
Nice tests.
Why don't you talk into the microphone?
Oh, good microphone.
Talk to it like it's a mic. Check, check.
Stand in front of the microphones and begin to speak.
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick. Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday, April 13th. Good morning, Coriel.
Good morning. Good
morning, Husker Nick.
What's up, guys?
How's everybody feeling today?
Great.
Pretty good.
You look 100% better than you did the last, 5 days?
Yes.
Yeah, you were a disaster for the last few days.
Yes, I was a disaster.
Your face looked like,
a disaster even more so than usual.
Your face. He said your face.
He says your face. Oof.
Your eyes were, like, I could tell you had that same look that I had when I went through the 5 days before.
Swollen.
Yep. Because you can't take your allergy meds, you can't do anything for 5 days before you go get your allergy
test. Yes, so I did. I went and did that allergy test, and it turns out it's like a bunch of trees and corn pollen.
Corn pollen.
So
did the doctor, did they do the same
laughed.
Thing? He was like, okay, good.
Yeah, she's like, she was like, yeah, so this is a great place for you to live.
You can either move or we could get the shots going.
Yeah, so I'm going to, I just have to run a couple things through insurance just to make sure. But I mean, either way, I just want to know what I'm up against, because either way, I'm going to have to order these shots. Because I am miserable. But now I get to take my
allergy meds,
and I got medicated eye drops too, and that fancy they prescribed you the same thing too, but that fancy nose spray.
Yeah.
Where you have to blow into this mouthpiece at the end.
It's the weirdest damn thing, Husker
and
Nick.
Pump it into your nose so it goes deep. Back behind your eyeballs.
You blow in, and then it shoots the medicine up one nostril, and then you have to do it to the other side.
Oh, wow.
But it's the weirdest thing. It's like you're like blowing a trumpet.
We kind of had to do that for my daughter.
Really?
Little kids. Your little kids. There's this tube thing they
that
do
snot
now
thing
to clean out their nose.
Oh, yeah,
and it's very similar.
That's literally what, that's what it is, except for there's like medicine for allergy-ridden folk like us.
I got to, real quick, because I know a lot of them are listening right now. I got a shout out. Yesterday was the start of softball around Lincoln, Nebraska.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, it's a good little community. Everybody knows everybody. And there are so many people coming up talking about how much they love listening to the show in the morning. And I appreciate it. And I know you guys do, too. So it's cool. Met some people from Omaha, new team in the league, driving to Lincoln.
Wow.
Great dudes. A lot of them listen to the show each day.
They just want to play ball. That's awesome.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it. It was good to talk to everybody. It's like one of those deals where, you know, when you run into a bunch of friends that you haven't seen for like 6 months, but it's like that 6 months didn't happen.
Yeah.
Like you just saw them yesterday. It feels like you guys are just pick right up where you left off.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Like, it's cool, man.
That's such a great group of friends to have.
Yeah, it's a good
community. Not everybody
good
has
community.
That.
And you can day drink on Mondays.
Not everybody has it.
You can day drink on Mondays. Nice.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's outstanding.
But yeah, just wanted to tip the cap. It was nice to meet everybody and see all my friends and stuff.
Yeah,
say hi to each of you two.
Pretty good weather last night for ball too, right?
It was. It like was super windy, and then it stopped, and then it got super windy again.
Oh, that's right.
It was crazy.
So goofy.
Dang.
But it was pretty neat. I wish I would have brought my fishing pole. I'd have been sitting over at Holmes Lake fishing for part of that. But
I almost went over there again to. We went there Sunday to play volleyball since we play at Playmakers on it starts on the 19th.
Yeah.
And a bunch of us realized how incredibly out of shape we were. We said, let's go to do a pickup game at Holmes Lake.
A little muscle memory.
Just fun fact, if you do decide to go play in those on those courts, there are, what do you call them, spurs or...
Oh, yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah, they're in the sand.
Anyways.
The weeds.
Yeah, sand spurs or something like that.
Sand spurs.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, they're all around.
Yeah.
Yeah, be careful. Wear your shoes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I found out the hard way.
That's... Oh, no.
Yes.
Poor Coriel.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Wow. Like you put your foot into the sand and all of a sudden it's
just I think
encased.
I helped clean up the whole pit, just my feet alone.
Well, good deal. Well, I'm glad that you were there to help people out. Well, look at us.
PSA.
Coming up next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Speaking of helping people, we'll do that today with Sam and Datum or Dump 'em. We'll give you a chance to get your car cleaned and have some fun with JP Makes His Guess. We'll ask you the question we did over the evening, yesterday afternoon and evening, and then this morning, too. What's the adult problem no one prepared
you
for as a kid?
There's an interesting comment that has shown up. I can't wait to talk about
it. Okay, very good. We'll get that, and we'll world premiere new music for you coming up with the need to...
Get up, y'all. This is JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kicks 96.9.
Before we get started with Stupid Is, let's get you free money with Kicks Cash. Yesterday's winner was Charlotte Rose. Got hooked up. And you can, too, with Kicks Cash free money. This is the final week to get in. So click the words. Get over our website at KCKX.com and have your chance to win from the Nebraska Corn Board. And Kicks, your word for this hour is camera.
Camera. C-A-M-E-R-A.
So get that on our website at KCKX.com to win.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is. Stupid does, sir.
All right. So you want the Lambo, the wrongfully placed $1.2 million, or Dollar General for the leadoff story and Stupid Is today.
Dollar General.
Okay. Helping the homeless is a good thing to do, but not with counterfeit money. A Dollar General in Maryville, Tennessee reported last week that two women entered the store to buy several gift cards for care packages for homeless people. The only problem is they tried to pay with a counterfeit $1 million bill.
Oh, yeah. No.
That's really? Did they test it? Like, they pulled out the little, pen?
The pen, probably.
To write on it. They're like, is this a billion-dollar bill or not?
This looks suspicious.
Maybe it's a real one.
The lead woman's like, well, we got this in the mail from a church.
Yep. Which means it's real.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely real.
That's a real million-dollar
bill. You got it from what? A church? Yeah, no problem.
They said if we'd send them $50,000, they'd give us a $1 million bill.
Oh,
that makes sense.
Their church.
I could see that. Yeah.
So
well, they were trying to do some good, I guess.
Yeah, they're trying.
Could I get this back in fives? Thank you.
In fives. God, that'd be a stack.
We'll go on to the Lambo because a Russian influencer, Natasha Ivlina, has learned that social media fame doesn't mean you can flip the bird to real world problems. That includes the cops.
In this
case, she has 18.7 million followers. But 199 unpaid traffic tickets.
Oh,
what?
No.
Yeah, she's all like living above the law.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
And her bad behavior.
They're going to catch up to you, girl.
Got her Lambo taken away from her.
No.
So she didn't actually flip him the bird. That was a figure of speech.
Yes, that was a figure of speech.
Oh, I was all ready to tell the story. She was hanging out the car window. Like,
yeah, I was all ready to tell the story about how my dad flipped off the police and got in deep trouble when he was a little kid.
Oh, my goodness.
The cops pulled over my grandfather.
Oh, wow.
And
they
walked up
him out?
And my grandpa's like, you know, hey, I was following the rules. And the cop goes, your son in the back flipped me off. Oh, buddy. My dad was in deep doggy doo-doo.
I got caught sticking my tongue out at a little kid that was walking by in the Sunmart parking lot at the time. And my dad was like, what are you doing? No, don't do that. That's mean. And I was like, I'm just airing out my tongue. That was my lie to get away.
That's
with
a good excuse.
That's a good excuse.
That's not flying. Sit on your
airing
butt.
Airing out my tongue.
I was just airing out my tongue, Dad.
So she got her Lambo taken away, but what's impressive is she was able to rack up all 199 tickets in just 1 year. The good news for her, I guess, is that she is, as an influencer and a television presenter, she was able to pay back every cent of the $258,000 she owed for the parking tickets.
Jeez Louise.
And got
she should
her car
have
back.
Plenty of money.
I was going to say.
18 million followers.
And a
on,
Lambo.
Yes.
Right.
She's
fine.
Can pay that.
So, $258,000 is just a drop in the bucket for her.
Oh, boy.
And then finally, Finders Keepers is a great game, but it doesn't always translate in the real world. Kaylin Spadoni is a 911 dispatcher in New Orleans, and she apparently missed the memo that if you find extra money in your bank account, you know it's not yours, right? Don't try and keep it, especially if that extra money totals $1.2 million.
I'd effort that.
The problem with her is that she refused to return the money. As the story goes, someone from Charles Schwab and Company accidentally put the cash into her account.
That's your fault, not mine.
Once she saw it, she immediately moved the money into another account and bought a new car and house with that money.
Nice. Have you seen her mugshot?
No.
Look at her mugshot. She looks like she's looking at the camera going, come on. You would have done the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's the look she's giving. Like, it's like, do you blame me?
Do you blame me?
What was her like, name?
Her name is Kellen Spadoni.
It's the greatest mugshot ever.
Well, actually, I'll just tweet it out so you guys can see it.
She's literally looking at the camera like, Can you blame me?
I mean, you wouldn't do the same thing.
Isn't she? Yeah. Like, you can hear her in that mugshot going, do you blame me?
She's over here like, really?
Really?
You wouldn't do the same thing.
Yeah.
After repeated attempts to reach her, she was arrested for theft of over $25,000, bank fraud, and illegal transmission of monetary funds. Cops and the Schwab organization have so far been able to recapture about 75% of the money that they...
See, this is
baloney.
Kind of
looks like she's almost just plotting revenge at that point.
Yeah, this is baloney. This is more the man just protecting these big companies. If these idiots are dumb enough to give me $1.2 million, right. I should get to keep it.
The finder's keepers rule.
She is a former dispatcher in New Orleans, so it's like... Yeah.
She's earned that money.
She probably has earned that money.
Oh, probably.
That's doing the Lord's work, I feel like.
Especially in New Orleans.
Let her keep that money. What the heck?
What she's heard as a 911 dispatcher in New Orleans? That's impressive.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Coming up, we'll get you the forecast for the day. We'll get you the nitty-gritty from Music City and premiere new music in minutes.
Wake up, wake up. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
For the nitty today, Garth Brooks talks stadium shows. Luke Bryan misses out. What $1,000 will get you in the land of Dolly Parton plus a Thomas Rhett world premiere.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out. Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
So Garth Brooks fans have been a little excited about his possible return to the stage. Garth Brooks opened up his weekly Facebook Live series Inside Studio G by bringing up the subject of things opening up again, noting that folks who don't feel comfortable to go to shows yet shouldn't. But he also wants fans to know that those who are able to come back and willing to come back, they'll have to follow protocols like wearing a mask, because at some point in time, they're going to have to hit the ground running with these big shows, including possibly stadium shows.
There's going to be some on sales coming up here before we can blink for some stadium shows for this year, too, as well. So it's crazy. If the flag drops, if we go, this will be more like the comeback tour as far as being busy. Except on a stadium level.
Oh, God. Can we just get into Memorial Stadium? That'd
how
be
cool
super.
Is that? That is
heck
amazing.
Yeah.
So there are 6 fan-funded billboards of Morgan Wallen around Nashville right now, ahead of the ACMs, which airs on Sunday. The billboards have been purchased by fans of Wallen's in support of an online campaign called Movement for Morgan. It raised enough money for these billboard signs, and it's, like I said, just in time for everyone in town for the Academy of Country Music Awards to see them and whatnot. So the ACMs, they've banned Wallen this year from being eligible in any way for any awards or being involved in the show. So I guess that was just a way for the fans
show
to...
Show support. Yep.
I hope out of that whole thing, I just hope when he does come back, because he will, he's too young and talented not to be back.
Right.
I just hope he learned his lesson. That's all that matters.
Right.
Like, give him some time here. Like, it's okay. He could take a year off. Like, it's all right.
It's
like,
perfectly fine.
Know. And it's, I'm sure it's nice to see that people are in your corner. You know, either way, it's nice to have someone in your corner.
It's not get rid of him forever or ignore it. There's an in-between that matters. And it's learning from it.
Yep.
And he needs to be punished. And at the same time, he needs to learn.
Yeah, take
that
time.
And eventually he'll come back.
Exactly.
So, yep, hopefully that's the path that he's on. So American Idol kicked off their live shows last night, but if you notice, it was without Luke Bryan. He was sidelined after testing positive for COVID-19.
As you may have heard, our own Luke Bryan announced this morning he tested positive for COVID-19. He's resting at home. Luke, we love you. Feel better. You are missed, okay?
And then they decided to replace him with a familiar face, Paula Abdul.
Nope.
So they kind of scrambled and was like,
what's Paula doing right
Luke
now?
Luke is out.
Not a
Paula,
whole lot.
You want to come jump in?
Pull her up off the bench. Because Randy Jackson's too busy with his own, they do Name That Tune. Him and
Jerry Kirkowski.
He does all sorts of stuff. Man.
He's super busy.
Paula Abdul was a judge.
She's the OG.
Let's see, was the 8th season was after she left?
Yeah, I
believe so. And then because of that also, he may not be involved with the ACMs too. I mean, you'd have to almost assume so.
Right.
Now, many people wanted a taste of Dolly Parton's strawberry pretzel pie ice cream. So many people wanted it that they crashed the Jenny's Splendid Ice Cream's website. The company has run out of the stuff, but some have snagged pints and they put them on eBay for $1,000.
Really?
So Dolly Parton, like, I'm considering it.
The you and Meg,
get paid on
you
Thursday.
And Meg, you should pool your money together and get some.
100%. If Coryell has $1,001 in her bank account, she now has $1 left.
I now have $1 for Dolly Parton's strawberry pretzel pie ice cream, and which is even better that I'm allergic to like milk. So
right,
you still
like,
do it.
I would
though.
Still do it.
You're
though.
Like, I love you, Dolly, and you're 1,000%. Like hand shaking.
She's like, I'm
actually really. I love you, Dolly.
In.
I got my Dolly Parton shirt on underneath too.
See. Boom.
Now we have a world premiere for you now. New
yes.
music. We love bringing you new music. I need you to pay attention. This one's called Country Again, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Country Again by Thomas Rhett. With the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm Corey Al on Kix 96.9.
I quit hunting with my daddy. Guess I didn't make the time. And it's been a year since I seen a deer at a smallmouth on the line. The other day I hooked a monster, and as I reeled him in, I thought, man, it feels good to be country again. I spent way less time in Nashville, more time in L.A.
Nick Show.
That, by the way, brand new music, the world premiere of Thomas Rhett's new song, Country Again. And that is the title track of Country Again, signed A, which will be coming out here this year. If you want to get the new music first, click our Now Playing button at KZKX.com to grab that one from Thomas. Coming up, some good things to start your day.
It's Kix.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Tell us something good. Time for some good things. And if you've got one, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. And we'll start with Coriel today. What's your good thing?
Well, my good thing is pretty amazing from TikTok. Although you think of dance trends and viral funny videos, sometimes it can actually help save a life. Sammy Rivera had stage 4 chronic kidney disease.
Okay.
She was on dialysis 3 times a week for 4 hours each and really needed a kidney transplant. Mm. The Portland, Oregon woman turned to TikTok to try to find a living donor. She thought she could cast a bigger net of potential donors by doing so. She was dressed up in a unicorn outfit with a rainbow tutu, dancing around, pleading to find someone who could be a donor.
So she,
and pleading people to get tested to be a match if they felt so inclined. And then actually a woman in Gulf Shores, Alabama saw the video named Sparky Harrison. She just randomly saw it after downloading the app for the first time. And then turns out she actually knew Sammy through a mutual friend on Facebook.
That's crazy.
So the woman, Sparky, who saw the video, was inspired to get tested to see if she was a match. She was. And now Sammy Rivera has had the transplant. Sparky's recovering. Everyone's recovering. Everyone's doing great. It's successful. And they are both hoping to meet in person for the first time this summer.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Husker Nick, your good thing.
So my good thing, this is such a fun time of year. And it's a sign to me that things are getting a little more back to normal. For those of you who are on Facebook that might be, you know, parents, or you have friends that are parents, whatever it might be, you're going to notice over the next few weeks just a ton of photos of their kids playing sports.
Yeah.
And how proud they are.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I got a shout out. Good close friend of mine, Xavier Malone, got onto the mound yesterday. 2.1 innings pitch, no runs, no hits, 5 strikeouts.
Nice.
Not too shabby, my little homie.
Nice work.
Very proud of you, my friend, and I know his dad was super proud. No word, though, on if his dad made him run wind sprints for walking 2 batters or not.
He probably did.
Probably.
No one few. Yeah, exactly.
Probably.
That's awesome.
Did. Saying that, it transitions nice because Harris564 on Twitter, my son had his first T-ball practice yesterday and said baseball practice was my favorite thing ever.
Oh,
dude.
That's
yay.
Adorable.
I have never cheesed as hard as the first time I watched my son taking it back in the game.
It's a big deal.
Can't wait to see my daughter do that here in a couple years. It's going to be awesome.
That'll be exciting, too. My good thing today is also youth sports related, as fall registration is open for Lincoln Youth Football. If you'd like to play Lincoln Youth Football, you have until, if you register by April 30th, you'll have an option to split your payments and do that kind of deal. They also have, if you're somebody who's like, I can't afford this, they have scholarship programs with Lincoln Youth Football. So if your kid just loves football, sign up for the scholarships. There's a lot of people that want to help and make it so that football can happen for these kids.
Is that, do you know off the top of your head, is that a fairly new thing?
Scholarships? I think they've been doing it for a little while. I've been coaching for Elks Youth Football for 9 years. I remember hearing about it for maybe the last 5. It could have been longer.
Okay, I was going to say, because I don't think I ever heard about anything like that growing up at all.
Yeah, so
that's
just a really cool thing. So they've got 7-on-7 football that's coming up. The fall registration's going on now. So get signed up for a scholarship if you got somebody or you know somebody who just loves football and maybe they just can't afford it. They can get the help from LincolnYouthFootballLeague.com.
Awesome.
Definitely check out. I'm not saying they're not great and everything, but definitely check out Elks Youth Football because, I mean, it's one of the best in the league, in my opinion.
Coming up next. Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On the way, a new fashion trend is back. It's amazing how things come in full circle.
Are we talking about... No, okay. We'll figure it out.
I'll get to the details coming up.
When I wake up, wake up. Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
You better work.
Time to get to the latest in fashion.
Okay, tell us the latest in fashion, Mr. I wear cargo shorts underneath all my pants.
Well, I mean, because like you're thinking about it now, because things are getting back to normal, you can't just wear sweatpants all the time. You're going to have to get back out and show off a little bit.
Well, and part of it is just like at some point in time, it'll just be way too flippin' hot to do that.
Right. So here are the top
The top things, according to the fashion experts, that are out there right now.
Okay.
First is the tractor-inspired boots.
What?
They look like rain boots, but they're considered tractor boots, and they pair with sweatpants or leggings. That's the new one of the new fashion.
Like muck boots?
They look like muck boots. They're rubberized boots, and they're called tractor-inspired boots.
Oh my god.
Do they look like tractors? Like, do they have little wheels and it's like you're wearing tractors on your feet?
Seems like every designer or retailer from Valencia and Cesar are taking cues from the humble tractor boot with a massive surge.
What? Who calls it a tractor boot?
Balenciaga does.
Fashion people
These
do.
People, like, drove through Nebraska one time and they were like, oh my god, look at those boots.
People are wearing them.
Feng shui, tractor boots. Amazing boots.
It's like Doc Martens are back.
Right, kind of in that same feel to it a little bit. Yeah. But another one is shackets.
Okay, shirt jackets? Is that what it means?
It's a brushed plaid shacket, which is a hybrid of a shirt and jacket, are the current fashion trend.
Guys, it's a smoking jacket. What are they calling it?
It looks like a smoking jacket. Just a regular
plaid smoking jacket.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, my wife's father and his wife wear these all the time. My brother-in-law, the first time I met him, was standing in Madsen's playing pool in a smoking
jacket.
Yes, smoking a cigarette. Like, these are, it's a smoking jacket. Whether you smoke or not, I own one of these. I've had it for 15 years.
I think people do. Yeah. But now
it's just a smoking jacket.
In New York, from New York to Milan, it's shackets are the thing.
This is like some stupid movie that, like, Matthew McConaughey would have made when he was like 24, where they drove through Nebraska and somebody who was like a fashionista stayed here for a week and went back to New York and was like, look at my galoshes. Wait, no, we're going to call them tractor boots because we're dumb.
It's essentially like, it's like a flannel is what it looks like.
It is. Nope. It's a smoking jacket. It's a flannel. It's a thicker flannel. I don't even need to see the photo. I know what it is. We've been wearing this forever.
Finally, the CEO of Levi's says that skinny jeans are out and baggy denim is in.
Yeah, wide leg pants, baby.
Yesterday, I was walking into Hy-Vee, and this like mom who is probably, or maybe grandma, I don't know, probably like in her upper 50s, had a daughter or granddaughter with her who was probably around 22. Yeah. They were wearing the same jeans. It was the baggy mom, like, made her butt look flat straight up and down.
Yeah.
Like, it's like all of a sudden these 22-year-olds have like flat booties because they got grandma butts now.
Grandma,
I mean, like grandma, like in their like 70s grandma.
Well, the style of jean, but like the fact that even just like absolutely wide leg, like you could almost take these pants off and use them to sail around the world. I'm a little thrilled to have them back because I remember wearing them thinking like they were so comfy and fun, but they did me like no favors.
And the CEO says the pandemic really pushed the trend over the edge because now people are looking for more comfortable, more relaxing denim. Is it because of the COVID-19, the COVID-15?
Finally!
You put on
at the gym, it's funny to see the 22-year-old girls trying to figure out what to do because they wear these sweatpants that, like you said, you could tie up into a sailboat and go around the world, and then just like a tiny little sports bra.
Yeah.
And they can't decide, do I want to wear next to nothing or like way over the top baggy pants? Which one am I doing here? We'll just do both.
Yeah, we'll just do same both. Time.
Just have do a combo. Extreme
but then their both. Bottom half is like 19 times the size of their top half. It's the craziest thing I've ever. It's always the most petite little ladies that are wearing this outfit.
Super baggy sweatpants.
And they're like walking around and it's like, the sashaying around, the wind's blowing their giant pants.
And then you've got me, like, I could, like, if I could wear literally like a burlap sack, I probably would.
You should.
Like, I think I would.
Just to see what kind of reaction. We should film it one time, just you walking into the gym wearing just a burlap sack and see what kind of response you get from people.
Sit in the sauna.
There you go.
Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
You glad to see that skinny jeans are gonna go away?
Yeah, a little bit.
They're tired of them.
Those wide leg pants are so comfy.
Super comfy. All right, we'll get you what's trending coming up. We'll also get Dana Verdumpum and try to help Sam out. You can join in the fun. Thank you, Corel. JP, Corel Hushkinick, giving you a chance to win $1,000 every day. This is the final week for Kix Cash from the Nebraska Corn Board. And Kix, she got to collect those words. Get them on our website at kckx.com, and you can win $1,000 just like Charlotte Rose did yesterday. So far we've had Camera was last hour, and now Hatch.
Hatch, H-A-T-C-H.
Get the word Hatchador, our website at kckx.com for your chance to win $1,000 today with Kix Cash from the Nebraska Corn Board and Kix. What everybody's going to be talking about today in 6 minutes. It's Kix 96.9.
Wake up, y'all.
Nowhere to find me in the morning. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
Here on Kix 96.9.
Here's what everybody's talking about today, including Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw with a scary situation.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Dan Crenshaw, he's the United States Representative in Texas for Congress for their second congressional district, I think. But he was a Navy SEAL, or is a Navy SEAL, I suppose. And he was injured while he was away at war serving our country, and he lost one eye. It was his right eye.
Right.
And his other eye, he's always said, people think I have one good eye. He says, well, actually, I have like half a good eye. Like,
I
almost totally, you know, could be blind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he went in for emergency surgery because his retina was detaching. So they did this, and now he's going to be blind for a month. What?
In the quote-unquote, like, good eye? So the one eye he does have some vision in?
Yes. So now he's there. Hopefully they're going to fix everything, but he's going to be blind for a month. So he said he's going to be dipping back from the limelight a little bit. He'll have people, you know, tweet for him when he needs to do his job and that kind of thing. But he's going to be out for a month, and hopefully he comes back healthy. Because regardless of whether you're a Democrat, Republican, whatever, he's a war hero.
Yeah.
And hopefully he comes back healthy.
A detaching eye, like... does that even feel, the retina? I mean, do you think that, does it hurt?
I don't know.
I can't even imagine what that feels like.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
terrible.
Horrifying,
like, one of my, like, major nightmares would be being blind. Like, I would be so, I'm not tough enough. There are some people on this planet tough enough to deal with it. I am not one of those people. So, like, you know, I shout out to those people because I just couldn't do it.
Well, for sure.
I'm a wimp.
He has a speedy recovery.
Yeah, for sure. Something you guys might need to be aware of, but the CDC and FDA recommending the pause on the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine, as they've had over 6 reported U.S. cases of rare and severe types of blood clots.
I've seen
with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine
reports.
So that's super scary.
So they are pausing.
They're going to pause it. Yeah,
like production and.
Yeah, the cases occurred among women ages 18 to 48. And it can be at like 6 to 13 days after you've been vaccinated.
Okay.
So it's a little bit further down the line with that. So it's a very good possibility that could be a super scary thing.
Well, that virus itself promotes blood clotting.
Yeah.
So, like, it doesn't surprise me. I'm glad they caught it.
Yeah.
And I would tell people, don't let this keep you from going to get a vaccine.
Right.
If you so choose to go do that. I've got both mine. Very excited about that. My parents do. But, you know, hey, they're doing their job, right?
Exactly.
They figure out that there's an issue here. Let's slow down for a minute, see what's happening.
The Johnson & Johnson one is the single shot, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the newest of the three.
There you go on that.
What?
And then finally,
one!
Speaking of getting your COVID shot.
Yeah, around here in Nebraska, if you're looking to get your shot, like, anyone 16 or older is now eligible to receive your COVID vaccine. If you've already registered with the state through vaccinate.ne.gov, you should be contacted to make an appointment when you are in that eligibility group as they're going through the waves. But if you want to get vaccinated sooner, there are plenty of avenues at the moment. Things are popping up. You could get a hold of the pharmacies participating in the federal retail pharmacy program. That includes like Hy-Vee, Walmart, Kohl's, Walgreens, Costco. And I actually looked online, and it looks like one of the tools that a lot of people are using is Vaccine Spotter.
Vaccinefinder.org is
one. And then
one,
yeah. Vaccinefinder.org.
Vaccine Spotter.
When I looked at Vaccinespotter.org, it looked like there are quite a few appointments available right now in Lincoln at like the Hy-Vee on North 84th.
Oh, okay.
And even 85th Street Walmart. That's just to name a couple. Obviously, you'll have to do your own research because it kind of depends on what vaccine you want or if it doesn't matter, you know.
Does it let you know like kind of which vaccines are available?
They'll tell you ahead of time. My wife used one of those and she got her first shot yesterday and they told her ahead of time.
Yeah, and at vaccinespotter.org, you can find it by appointment type, the vaccine type, and the pharmacy. Wow. Like you can filter it all down.
Okay. I would throw out there two people because there was a lot of people that were saying they were going to wait till the end. My brother is one of them. My middle brother lives in D.C. He's going to wait till I said, you know, I'll wait my time, let everybody else get theirs, and then I'll get mine because I don't, you know, he's young. He doesn't want to jump the line or whatever.
Right.
That time is over.
Yeah.
There are plenty of vaccines for everybody.
Yeah.
Lay down your shield.
Yep. Yes.
Go do it.
Go do it. Get yourself vaccinated and get things moving. That's what everybody's going to be talking about today.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
Another thing everybody's going to be talking about is what the deal is with Sam and his date. With Datum or Dumpum. We'll talk with him, see what happened on the Tinder date, and see if we can figure out what the issue is and maybe get them another date.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Datum or Dumpum with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Sam got a Tinder date and had some fun, and now he's being ghosted. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good, man. How are you, other than being ghosted?
Yeah, could be better. I mean, not bad, but I got to be honest. I had high hopes for this one.
Okay.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Well, give us the rundown. Yeah. What's the deal? What was going on?
So as you said, we met on Tinder, and right off the top, you know, Paula was super hot, and, you know, hence I had high hopes, and I thought we really connected. You know, we had some dinner and some drinks. They were all solid, and I sent her some texts, and she hasn't responded, and I can't figure out what went wrong. Like, did I say something wrong? I don't think so. So I'm at the state, and I get the sense that she's kind of shy, you know, not really talkative, but I'm just asking questions, you know, so ask questions. I'm trying to get her to know her better, and a lot of her answers are really like, yes, no, I don't know, you know, but I just figure she's nervous.
Right.
And then the date ends, and she thanks me for dinner, and we shake hands, and she says, let's talk later, and it's later, and we haven't talked.
Let's talk later as you're shaking hands. That's kind of
firm.
Yeah,
handshake?
Let's talk later. That's
a good question. Husker Nick says, was it a firm handshake?
Yeah, she had a good handshake.
Okay. So off the top, guys, any guesses on what?
Sounds like they were on a business appointment.
Like you said,
it sounds really. It sounds like formal. I don't know.
Yeah.
So do you think you've offended her by any questions you may have asked? Or because you said you're trying to get to know her.
Yeah, no, I don't know. You know, usually I feel like I save the more offensive stuff when I feel like there's more of a rapport. You know what I mean? Like,
Totally.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I get that.
As one would hope. So, yeah, that makes sense.
Well, okay, you're on a Tinder date. Was she expecting more of a business transaction than was...
What does that mean?
What does that mean, Jay?
A hookup versus just a handshake?
A business transaction. Well, I mean, like, she's not using it for boo-boo work.
He ended the date and said, hey, I had a good time, instead of saying, hey, you want to hop in an Uber and continue this conversation elsewhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess maybe she wanted to wrestle.
Did you ask her if this was more of a business transaction, as JP put it?
Because that might be why she
doesn't.
I didn't say the words right, but I mean, yeah, you didn't say that, did you?
You know, if you were insinuating you're going to pay her money.
I would have gotten a slap had I said that.
Yeah, that's...
1,000%.
JP, take note on that.
Thanks. It wasn't the right words.
I know.
I'm using your words.
And they were the wrong words. But you guys understand what I was saying.
Yes.
Tinder's not.
We're picking up.
Tinder's not just a dating app.
She was a lady of a night.
No, Tinder's not just a dating app. There's lots of other stuff that goes on with Tinder.
Yeah.
Okay.
Versus
maybe
Match.com or ChristianMingle.com. This is Tinder.
Maybe she wanted to. Maybe she wanted to wrestle at the house. It could be a thing. So maybe she got a vibe that you just weren't interested. I don't know. We're going to have to pick this apart for you.
Yeah, what we'll do is we'll give Paula a call for you, Sam. If we can get her on the phone and talk with her, maybe we can figure this out, get you guys a second date on us.
I'd love that.
We'll during the break, we'll talk to JP about making sure he doesn't insinuate that she's a lady of the night. That way, I don't want to ruin it for you ahead of time. If he's like, were you looking for money in exchange for boom boom time? Because he might ask that.
Yeah, no, we won't do that.
We'll move
I'm just
on.
Saying.
I know. I said the wrong words. I said the wrong words, and we'll move on from those words.
That's an illegal thing.
It's fine.
You can't do that.
We'll move on with calling Paula next.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
Anyway.
JP, it's not nice to insinuate that kind of stuff about somebody you don't know. I'm just saying. Like, it's not. All right. You know what I mean?
Can we move
like,
on?
Like, I know Coriel. So if I were to say, like, hey, Coriel showed up expecting money here, like, that's not crazy. Like, I'm not being crazy.
You know what's even crazier is, why is that not nice to insinuate about someone? Maybe they like what they do.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing.
All right, well.
Getting that bag.
Anyway.
There it is, yeah. Secure the bag, JP.
We want you guys to try to figure out what the issue is between Sam and his date. You can do that by guessing on Twitter and Facebook. Do it in GIF form, because it's funnier that way to be a part of Datum or Dumble. We wouldn't get anything but GIFs about what I said.
It was funny. Okay. You were just insinuating she was there to make some cash.
It's funny.
It is what it is.
Get the bag.
Corey, secure the bag.
Secure the bag. What in the world is this? Learn how to handshake from Simpsons?
Yeah. Oh. Because of the handshake.
That would
be
very odd if your date did that. Go look at that gift, please, if you're listening.
Is it possible that she realized she had a stronger handshake than he did and was like, I'm out?
Yeah, that's a possibility.
There's a hot take.
Abby says she was just bored.
That could be a thing. Maybe the conversation was crummy.
He's just not that of a conversationalist. You can get your guesses in on Twitter and Facebook, KX969, what the issue was between Sam and Paula. Because, I mean, bored makes sense, because like, a lot of yes, no answers, I don't know, is not a whole
well,
real...
Well, to be honest, it did sound a little boring.
Right.
Sorry, that from... might be mean, but I mean, it's a little uneventful, way. I don't know.
Looks like a duck and walks like a duck. We'll wait and find out. You can get your guesses on Twitter, Facebook for Datum or Dump.
Now the conclusion to Datum or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Right, so if you're just joining us, it's Sam who reached out because he went on a Tinder date with Paula. Had dinner. Day went great. She's super hot. Thought they connected. Had some drinks, too. It was solid. And, I mean, the only thing you could think of, there were some moments where there were a lot of yeses, nos, and some I don't knows. He thought she was just nervous. And at the end of the date, they shook hands, and she thanked him for the dinner and said, let's talk later. Now there's nothing.
Crickets.
So let's find out, if we can, from Paula, what the issue is with Datum or Dump 'em.
Hello?
Hi, is this Paula?
Yes.
Paula, hi. It's JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show. How are you?
I'm good. Did I win money? Did I win $1,000?
No, we're not calling about Kix cash.
No, sorry. Oh, no.
Sorry to get your hopes up there.
My bad.
But glad you're playing the game. I mean, we're...
Okay.
We're thrilled that you're playing along with us. That's awesome. No, actually, we're calling for a different reason. We are we do another thing called Datum or Dump 'em. You might have heard of it.
Oh, my God. This is Datum or Dump 'em.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is.
Yes. Welcome.
And we're calling on behalf of a guy you went on a date with. Do you remember going out with a man named Sam?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. So he wanted us to reach out to you and see what was going on while you're dodging his texts and calls.
Okay. All right. Well, this is an easy one. I just have to say that I thought what he did on our date was very unattractive.
Oh, wow.
Oh, spell it. Spell the beans.
Oh, wow.
What did he do?
Yeah, okay. He totally lied on our date by telling our server we just got engaged.
Was he trying to be funny?
No, it was like that thing where the place we went to is really sweet, And if you tell the staff, you know, it's your birthday, or you're just getting
engaged,
your anniversary, they hook you up with a free round of, like, food or drinks. That's why he did it. And not to be funny. It was, like, to be cute, but it wasn't cute.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, no.
So you ever done this, JP?
No.
Anything like this? Birthdays or anything?
I mean, I on legit birthdays, I've done that.
Huh.
Yeah, but it's just...
No, I mean, that's so awkward to do. I will man, but I... I, part of me is hoping that he just was really trying to be cute
and funny
and kind of funny, I mean, and it just didn't land. But that would
like
be
this
weird.
Is something I did when I was like a teenager, but now
right.
Like, they don't advertise it. I'm sure they get a ton of people who do it. It's a family owned place. They're so nice. I just felt like we're really using this place. If we really need it.
Okay.
And like,
so fake engagement to get some free drinks or free that free apps or whatever.
Yeah, it felt cheap and like we're just using
can
these
I,
nice
can I jump
people.
In here for yeah. a second? Hi, Paula. How's it going?
By the way, Sam's on the phone, Paula. Go ahead, Sam. What were you doing, dude?
Look, I guess I was trying to lighten the mood, right? And Paula seems into it, right? You like I didn't see you protest. You ate the ass. You drank the drink. And I always tip, especially there. You know, sometimes 25%. So, I'm giving them extra for that. You know, and you stayed. You seemed into it.
So, were you trying, was that your way of just trying to be kind of, you know, bold and funny and cute? Or, I mean, did you realize that that didn't land? Or?
No, I did not. I mean, I like that the you kind of have to tell them right off the top. And then I got short answers. So now if I'm doing the math, I'm like, oh, okay. The short answers were Paula being not into that move. But I thought she was just nervous or something,
and she just enjoyed herself and the and the food and the drink that you got for free.
Oh man, that was a risky move, my man. I think maybe that you if you try to whip that out one more time, you should make it a little extra bold and extravagant and make it very exaggerated so that it's like obviously a joke.
Cool. Yeah, I'll bring an engagement ring to her.
Wow. Yeah, no,
there
that
you
probably
go.
Will go.
Not like that, but I don't know. Or just like maybe you got to say that you're just being funny because obviously I don't know if your delivery is up to par.
That's true.
My bad.
Paula, thoughts?
I do think that it just kind of irked me the more it went on. Like it just put me in a weird place and. I don't know. I used to work as a server when I was younger at a place that was also family owned, and they don't have like an abundance of free stuff to give away. And it's just the more I thought about it, I felt like, okay, here's a guy who's like willing to take advantage of somebody. I'm not into that. And it's like we're starting our time together.
Yeah.
With a lie, like on a lie.
Oh, my God. I think that is like way blown out of proportion. It's not like, the foundation of our relationship is deceit. They were fun.
It could have been worse, though. Like, he just said you guys got engaged. What if he'd have been like, hey, just found out she's pregnant.
Oh,
and then
wow. You
guys got, like, free stuff. Like, you know, like, that would have been worse.
I mean, it would have been better just to say, hey, it's her birthday. We're here for the birthday versus engagement or pregnant.
Somehow it would have been better if you'd have just implied that she was a lady of the night. Because I think she wouldn't have been near as mad over
it's just
what JP suggested.
Now that's okay. Paula, earlier I used.
Sorry, Paula, you missed it.
If you
he insinuated that perhaps maybe you were there for a business transaction, whatever that means.
I used the wrong words at the beginning. You'll be able to listen to the podcast, Paula, if you want to. But I used the wrong phrasing in what I was trying to say.
They're just giving JP a hard time.
And they're giving me
call you.
Okay.
I promise I didn't call you a lady of the night or whatever like that. No, that's not what I was trying to say.
I think I just wanted to go out on a date with a nice person. And I think this is like all so complicated.
No money to be exchanged, not engaged. Okay. Neither of those things.
Yeah, that'd be weird, Paula. I don't blame you.
It seems like, Paula, just to get back on track, you're not interested in another date with Sam.
That's right.
Okay. All right. There you go. Well, Sam,
sorry, dude.
Yeah, we're able to get down to it and figure out what the issue was for you.
It was a joke that didn't land, my friend.
You got to throw a lot of stuff at the wall, guys.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Trust me. Like, this happens to me probably 6-7 times a show.
Take it back to the drawing board. Just revamp it a little bit. Let us know how it works in the future.
All right. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, yes. Sam, thank you for getting a hold of us. Thanks for listening to the show. Paula, thank you for listening to the show. Hopefully, we get to call you for the $1,000, maybe.
Yeah. That's right. No, there you go.
Please still answer next time.
Yeah, exactly. Have a great day, guys. Be safe.
Thank you.
Keldon on Twitter says, hey, man, girls don't want to see how cheap you can be on the first date. You should be buying her the lobster, not stealing apps.
Hey, that's a
solid comment.
Ooh.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton.
It did not work well for him, so maybe...
Let's see if it pays off for him.
Maybe you don't do that on the first date. All right, well, we're here for you for whatever you may need when it comes to dating. Let us know. Just direct message us, date them or dump them, and we'll do our best to help you, too.
Come on, man.
Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day.
On Kix 96.9.
I don't watch the news because I'm a kid.
I don't wanna grow.
All the things you weren't prepared for in becoming an adult. Someone actually asked an annoying adult problem that no one ever prepared them for as a kid on a BuzzFeed article. We thought we'd throw that out on Facebook, too, just to kind of see what our listeners had to say about the things you weren't prepared for.
Can I start by saying one of the comments? This is on the Kix Morning Show page, KX Mornings, but this is from Josh. He says, damn, I feel like this was supposed to be a fun question with answers like finding a sock in the dark when your partner's still sleeping or when the proper age is to stop eating pizza rolls 4 times a week. Everyone made it super dark, though, because honestly, if I could sit here and read all 70 comments.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I would. They are so good.
That's awesome. So what do we got?
So the one that really shocked me, I'm going to talk about it really fast, and that showed up like a lot, is people were not prepared to have to, like, not only make supper every night, but, like, decide what you're going to eat every day.
Really?
Because when you're a kid, if you think about it, you just kind of eat what's given to you, or, like, you might ask.
It's on a plate, yeah.
But so many.
I can do what I want now.
There are so many where people are like, it's a pain to figure out what you want to make. I mean, I'm assuming it's maybe a little tougher when you have a whole family to feed versus, like, just yourself or you and a plus one. But, like, a lot of people are, like, trying to decide and making a new meal every day, trying to figure out what to eat every day.
In my family, my mom on Christmas would always make us these stockings, right? And she quit. I think it's because she doesn't love me anymore, or she says I got too old. Either way, I hate it.
Oh, no.
Because I miss it so much. It had all this candy and stuff that she would make for us. Oh. Now she only makes them for my kids. And I'm like, she doesn't love me as much as she used to.
Oh.
She says I'm an old man now, so I can't have a stocking. Which in my mind means she doesn't.
No, my
love
mom
me.
Still does stockings for us older kids.
I just, dang it. So it makes me so sad.
Since the Easter Bunny,
I wasn't ready for that,
likes children more, Jackson's parents will still give us some like treats, which is nice.
Yeah,
because we miss visits from the Easter Bunny. So that's kind of cool. But that is a tough part, you know?
Yeah.
Martha, her comment here, it's a little long, but this is amazing.
Okay.
And this is real. Martha said, how to make real friends as an adult. High school and college are a social cocoon. You live and work and study next to people. It forces you to interact and socialize. Then you get your first real job somewhere and nobody has to like you or invite you into their circle. I'm pretty social and I'm not afraid to talk to anyone, but still turning people into friends, it takes work. In my 10 years here in Omaha, I've added 2 people to the real true friend list. Lots of acquaintances and chummy interactions. But like, you know, and then she goes, but it's fine. Everything's fine. I'm going to go drink about it.
What does it say about me as an adult when like my thing is like, that was super serious. And mine's like, it used to be funny when I tooted in public when I was a kid.
See, that's what Josh was saying.
Now people look at me like
saying.
I'm a jerk.
Josh was like, I thought some of these would be funny, but it's just really sad.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, like, I miss being able to toot and have everybody giggle about it. Now it's like, oh, you're a gross old man. I'm like, the worst part is, the older you get, the more you do it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. What do you want from me?
There were a couple, too, where people are just like back pain, general discomfort, yes. Utter exhaustion.
Oh, dude. I have totally no reached the age in life where sleep can wreck my back for a week.
Yeah.
Like, That's an age that right. you get to where sleep is dangerous.
Having to work all year and not getting summers off.
Yeah.
Was another big complaint that
just
popped
be
up a lot.
Well, they still have to work. They still have to work some in the summer.
Some do, some don't.
Some don't. You know,
depends on what.
Or they get much shorter break. But yeah, that's a way to get around it.
Liz said, "Kids, parents said they're fun. They lied."
I'll get out of here. I love my kids. They're fun.
I also there's plenty to
turds, but yeah. they're fun.
There's plenty to that talk about the financial part of it, like buying a house, taxes, credit scores. A lot of people are like, "What even are credit scores?
Yeah.
Like, what in the heck?
What do I know anything about that?
Own a house. It's way better. No, it's not.
I gotta find the one
like,
about.
What are we talking about?
Oh, Rochelle. Rochelle commented. She said, "Understanding insurance. Here's what I know. I have it."
That's a perfect
Same.
Answer.
Like I like just now finally grasped in the last maybe 2 years that like what copays kind of are.
Right.
I had someone criticizing me yesterday because I play video games still. They're
Seriously?
Like, "You're about to turn 40 and you still play
on.
Video games?" I'm like, "Hell yeah, dude.
I'm in the middle of a challenge on Madden right now and I'm 46.
Mine was just the, for me, no one told me that like you would have to finally rely on like copious amounts of caffeine to like get through the day.
To keep going.
Just the amount of jumping jacks and round off back handsprings and monkey bar things I did as a kid just for fun
right.
makes me want to vomit now just thinking about doing it. When I think about going up more than one set of stairs, I want to die.
Like anytime you're around kids and you're like, "Oh, like let's do some burpees." Kids are like, "All right, cool."
Yeah, I'm like, "How about I'll sit here and I will count you. I'll count how many you do and I'll eat Cheez-Its and stuff."
We'll wrap with this one. Trissa says dating in her 30s, and then Susan right afterwards says dating in your 40s.
Oh, no.
Thank you, Corey L. JP, Corey L. Husker, getting you free money with Kicks Cash. Your words so far today, we've had camera and hatch. Now door.
D-O-O-R.
That's it. Just door. The word.
Good way to go, Corey L.
Thank you. So putting that Doan degree.
I was going to say, Doan right now was like, do you think Doan holds their breath every time you try to spell one of those?
Oh, God, yes. They're crossing fingers, rubbing the lucky rabbit's
That's
foot.
That's funny. Let's put the word door into our website at KZKX.com. Coming up in 3 minutes, we'll get you ready to go to play JP Makes Us Guess. Let's have some fun and guess stuff. It's JP Makes Us Guess. Your chance to win gift cards to get your car taken care of. $25 gift card to Jet Splash. If you'd like to play, 466-9696 is the number.
Yep.
We'll get somebody to join Team Husker Nick and Team Coryell.
Do it.
To battle it out. And your clue, I'm bored.
Bored, like B-O-R-E-D?
No, like B-O-A-R-D.
Okay, like a board
like
on the floor?
Mm-hmm. We'll explain coming
like
up.
A floor
but if like
board.
466-9696. Join a team and play. JP makes his guess.
Get up, y'all. This is JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Time once again to play everybody's favorite game. It's JP makes his guess. We are knotted up at 20 apiece.
Wow.
Between Coryell and Husker Nick and giving you a chance to join their teams. And compete for a $25 gift card to Jet Splash Car Wash.
Yeah.
Which is perfect right about now because people, dirty cars, want to get it all cleaned up.
Yeah.
Looking nice, driving down the street.
You love free car washes as an adult.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you know you're a full-blown adult.
So satisfying.
Free car washes mean the most to you.
And playing today is Ashley. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
And she's playing with Husker Nick today. We'll bring in Michelle. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good deal. All right. So I said I'm bored. B O A R D as the clue.
Okay.
Because today is National Scrabble Day.
National Scrabble Day. And where is this going then?
Scrabble is considered one of the best family board games.
Ooh.
It's not in the top 10.
Top 10 vowels. Go.
Right. No, we're doing the best family board games according to Ranker.com.
Okay.
So it could be all kinds of different board games that you play with your family. Scrabble, I will tell you, is not in the top 10, but they are considered one of the best, and it's National Scrabble Day. So we will get you the
My
best
grandma
board
used to
games.
Trash me at that game.
At Scrabble?
Oh,
yeah. I bet.
My grandma, she was like one where she'd leave it on the table for weeks at a time, and I'd go over to her house and we'd play.
Oh, nice.
And,
just continuing game.
It's like a two-month-long game.
That's fun.
That's
fun. All right, so we'll go back and forth. And we'll let Coryell and Michelle go first today. on the best family board games. We're looking for the top 10.
Michelle, is there one you're thinking of right now?
Life or Monopoly?
Okay, let's go Monopoly because I was thinking Monopoly as well.
Let's see if Monopoly makes the list.
What?
Not in the top 10.
How come?
Monopoly is not dumb. In the top 10.
I'm already, I already hate this.
I hate that game, by the way. P.S.
Monopoly is a...
It just takes so long. Yeah, it's so long.
Yeah, so we go to Husker and
Nick. And I can barely count.
Ashley.
So, like, it's not good.
What is your guess for
Ashley,
what
do you got?
Family board games?
I'm thinking of Candyland.
Let's do it. That's a great game.
Candyland. Candyland in the top 10.
Dang.
What?
Did you know that there's 150 squares on Candyland's board?
150?
I found that out the other day.
Candyland is at number 23.
Just to pass that info to all you guys.
On the best board games.
Okay, well, Michelle, since it's back to us and you did offer it up earlier, do you want to go Life now?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do Life.
Might as well throw it out there. Show me Life.
What?
Not what in the top 10.
Family games?
Family board games, yes.
Okay, so we're, okay.
All right, can I say my, Ashley, do you mind if I give my all-time favorite board game?
Oh, wait, hold on. You guys said the Game of Life?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. It shows up differently on this list.
Oh, does it?
It's the Game of Life, not just Life, it's okay. The Game of Life.
Oh, so it's on the list.
And so that is at number three.
Okay, cool.
I just had to fix that, I'm sorry.
Okay,
I was looking for Life with my search on here, and it wasn't, yeah. So anyway, we go to Husker Nick and Ashley.
Ashley, my all-time favorite board game is Trivia Pursuit. What do you think?
Let's go with that one.
All right.
Okay, Trivia Pursuit. There you go. There he is on the board. Number six.
Yes.
Trivial Pursuit's at number six, the best family board games on National Scrabble.
Okay. Board. I do have an idea, but to me, that's not a board game necessarily, but.
Do it.
Oh, man. I don't know. Michelle, do you have an idea?
I was thinking like maybe Risk or Trouble.
Ooh. Let's go Trouble.
Trouble? Number 12. Gosh. Number 12 on the list. You guys are right around there.
Okay.
Go back to Husker
Ashley. What do you got,
Ashley?
Ashley,
I'm thinking Sorry.
Yeah, it's a great one. Let's do it. Sorry,
Sorry.
No, yeah. No.
Ashley and Nick take a 2-1 lead. That's Sorry right. Shows up at number 5 of the best family board games. Back to
speaking of Sorry, it's your turn, Coriel.
Oh my goodness, Michelle, you gave another option last time. So do you want to go with Risk?
That's a good one.
Unless you were thinking of a different one.
You don't want to give, but again, you don't want to give away too many guesses.
Risk sounds good.
Okay, Risk. Yes.
Risk in at number
tied up.
We go back to Husker Nick and Ashley.
Ashley, do you have another one? You've been on fire.
Best family board games.
She's really racking her brain. Battleship.
That's a great one. Battleship is so fun. Let's do it.
Let's see if Battleship's a board game. Battleship, number 10.
Woo! We just sank Coriel's Battleship.
Yes, you did, because you guys got to 3 first.
Dang it. Michelle, we did very well.
Yeah, good try, Michelle.
We did.
This is a tough list.
Here's that was tough.
Here's your top 10.
Is Clue on it?
Battleship's at 10. Pictionary's number 9.
Ooh. Pictionary.
Risk at 8. Settlers of Catan at 7.
That's a great game.
Whoa.
Have you guys ever played that
no.
game? It's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Trivial Pursuit at 6. Sorry at 5. Jenga is considered a board game at number 4.
Oh. Well, Pictionary isn't a board game either.
Right. The Game of Life is number 3. Yahtzee at 2.
And Uno. Wow.
And Clue was the number
one.
See,
I was going to go Clue. Nicole commented Clue.
Clue's a fun game.
Hey,
dang,
thank you for
job,
playing,
guys.
Michelle. Ashley, congratulations. You are a winner of this week's JP Makes His Guess. Congratulations.
Yay.
Hang on the line.
You.
You betcha. We'll get you more chances to play.
Coming up
next
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
So, Nick and Ashley taking a 21-20 lead.
Boom.
That's okay. We'll catch back up. Close. Maybe Michelle will call in and play on my team again, and we'll get
there
redemption.
There you go. We'll have another round coming up.
She knows what's good for her.
Another round on Thursday coming up. The Nitty Gritty and a world premiere of new music for you. Forgot to get you Kicks cash, so hang on here. Let me get this one. keeping track and helping you win $1,000. This is the final week for Kicks Cash from the Nebraska Corn Board of Kicks. So far, we've had camera, hatch, and door. This hour, chicken.
Chicken, C-H-I-C-K-E-N.
Those random words could win you $1,000 with Kicks Cash. On the way, we'll get you what's trending. Tasty Tuesday and more with JP and Corey Ellie after the show. Show's next.
Wake up, wake up.
This is JP, Corey L, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
Yeah, you got that yummy, 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 yummy.
Tasty Tuesday.
Yeah, you got that. A wonderful day of the work week.
And it's continuing our National Grilled Cheese Experience.
Yes. Yesterday was officially National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day. So every Tasty Tuesday of April, JP and myself and Husker Nick too, when he can play hooky from work.
Exactly.
We are hunting for the best grilled cheese, the tastiest grilled cheese in Lincoln. And we started at Bison Witches.
Right. That was the first
last week. Stop. Friends and family had told us to start there. We wanted somewhere to start, so we just did.
Yeah.
And then we took your answers and whatnot on the Kix Morning Show page, KX Mornings, on Twitter and Instagram, too. We will be starting in a different spot again today. It looks like, can we just say where we're going? Because it looks like at this point, we're just pretty much sold on it.
Is it, we're good on that one?
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
Yeah. So, we're going to Genie's, and I believe I'm saying that correctly. It's a part of that new U-Stop near like 70th.
Genie's Kitchen.
Genie's Kitchen.
I think that's what it is.
And it's that little like that little shortcut between just east of 70th and Highway 2. And then you can take that little shortcut south to skirt down to like Pine Lake and stuff.
Yeah, their website is eatatgenies.com.
Okay, cool. Well, a few people had told us and suggested that Genie's Kitchen there. So we're just going to give it a go.
Yeah.
And we'll let you know on the Kix Morning Show page, KX Mornings. We will do our little taste tester from there. But then you can also share where we should go next. We've got a lot already that we need, a lot of ground that we need to cover.
Right.
But only after this, two more Tasty Tuesdays left.
Okay.
So it'll be a little tough. I do wish that it would be within work budget to just send us to Disney World, though.
Oh, yeah, because like they released the officials behind their buffalo chicken grilled cheese.
Oh, my Lanta. Four types of cheeses and mayo instead of butter.
Oh, wow.
Criminy. That is...
chicken whipped cream cheese, shredded Monterey Jack, shredded cheddar, and a half cup of buffalo hot sauce.
Oh, man.
Spread the filling along with two slices of provolone cheese between thick slices of sourdough bread. That's how you do.
That's
how you do grilled
cheese.
Served
at Woody's Lunchbox.
Oh, my God.
In Hollywood Studios.
That sounds fantastic.
I'll be honest, that sounds like something I could never recreate.
Oh, yeah, no.
Even though it literally tells you how to make it, right, I feel it like I wouldn't you, make it like they
here's
could.
The blueprints. Here's how to do it. You know that when you make yours, it will not look as good as that one does.
There's a picture of the dude on Instagram that's pulling the
two
bread
all
pieces
that
apart.
Cheese is holding the sandwich
how
together.
How much cheese is that?
Like, that is a lot of cheese.
That looks like 2 feet of cheese.
It's four types of cheese.
Oh, my God. But look at
this. And
the
mayo helps keep it together versus a butter.
Oh, man. That is good when you separate it and you get a cheese stretch that long.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Criminy.
All right.
Oh, so. I'm excited. But we'll see if Genie's Kitchen can hold up to it.
Yeah. Went out there for today, continuing the Tasty Tuesdays.
Just another excuse for you guys to cheat on your diets.
Just at least one day, right?
We're here for it.
This is JP, Corey L, and Husker Nick.
In the morning.
Kix 96.9.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, f***less, hopeless, heartless, fat, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack
Jeez.
Of monkey s*** he is. Hallelujah. Holy s***. Where's the Tylenol?
Can you imagine doing that out in public?
Oh, man. Well, actually, JP... Hold on.
Okay.
Are we talking about public meltdowns?
Yes.
Because one of my friends, I'm pretty sure, was at the DMV when you were there.
Okay.
Like last week or 2 weeks ago. What was it, last week?
Yeah, it was last Tuesday.
So before you read any stories about some public meltdown of someone else, okay, can we address yours?
You're going to turn this around on me. Okay. Yes. All right, fine. Go ahead.
So
what did they say I did?
My friend wasn't totally sure that it was you, and I didn't want to let the cat out of the bag, so I just said, oh, I don't know. But they were pretty sure that you had like a conniption in public about moving your car.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Fine. All right. Fine. No,
so
I'll come clean
really
about it. No,
that
I'll
you bring that up.
Right. I'll come clean about it. No, I did have a bit of a public meltdown because we had to go to the West O DMV. We tried going online to get Tristan's driver's license renewed.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't know what to do. So I was walking him through for the first time so he could kind of experience it.
Right.
Be an adult. He's 18. And so we get out there and we stood in line for like 2 hours and then finally got to a point where we're standing in line and it's not moving at all for 20.
You got mad because you had to wait in line?
No, then we're waiting another 20 minutes in one spot and eventually got to 3 hours and then I had to leave.
Oh,
so T had to stay there for another hour. But about 2.5 hours in, these people come out and say, hey, if you're parked anywhere over here, you need to move your car. Because
were you parked in the spot?
I didn't think I was. And so it was the parking lot was full. There was a line of people standing outside the DMD that went almost all the way to the business.
You are so passionate right now.
Look, I was really upset. I mean,
why did
like,
you have to move your car? Back
because
up.
they said that somebody from the DMD said we've had complaints. These people over here have to move their car. You're not in the DMV lot. If you do not move your car, you will be towed. And all we saw was like empty parking lot from like that spot where we were at all the way to the business that was to the west of the DMV.
So you're saying that so you were parked in a line of stalls
that I didn't see a sign
that you can't park in?
Yeah, they came out and said somebody complained and we have to move our cars.
But it wasn't just you.
No, it was like a whole row of cars, but like the on one segment of it, it had signs that were up that they weren't in front of my spot. The ones down over the other way. And so like, I'm like, are you serious right now?
So there were posted signs that said you can't park there, but those signs weren't in front of where you parked.
Right. They weren't where I was. And so I'm like, are you serious right now? We've already been standing in line for 2.5 hours, and now you're making us move our cars?
Yes, I probably would have had a little
and
bit of a meltdown,
I feel a little bit bad because I kind of barked at the guy.
Yeah.
Because he's just doing his job. But it's just like,
oh. Oh, my gosh.
Kind of glad I had a mask on because I'm pretty sure I would have been filmed.
Oh, man. Wait, was that bad?
Enough that Tristan said, Dad, stop.
Oh, God.
So I did. I had a public meltdown.
You know what? You were frustrated, and it gets the better of us sometimes.
Right.
You reach a breaking point. But I do want to let you know that there was someone there that thought it could have been you.
Okay, yeah, well, it was...
I didn't say anything,
but
you said meltdown, and I was like, hold up. Well, you're not the only one. I've had, I think, probably a trillion public meltdowns.
You
and
have?
If you want to talk about public meltdowns, that's like on the list of top 10 favorite things for Liz to do.
Oh, has it had a meltdown?
Liz, who had previously done mornings, but she's on weekends now.
Yeah.
She loves a public meltdown.
Oh, like watching it?
Having one, watching one, inciting one, everything.
Okay, well, maybe we'll have people post up the time you had a public meltdown.
You know what would be great? Public meltdown stories on a scale of 1 to 10. How embarrassed are you?
There you go. That's a good one.
Be honest. How embarrassed are you, scale of 1 to 10?
Me?
Yes.
Oh, probably about a 6.
Okay. No, that's
I mean,
a good
I still
one.
Could go out there, but I wasn't the only one that was frustrated with the line.
Yeah.
So we'll post it up today at some point in time, and we'll bring it back tomorrow. We want to hear about your public meltdowns.
And you can message us, too,
if
it's, like, so heinous.
It was so
that,
bad.
That
yeah.
We can't name you.
Just direct message us your story. We'd love to just tell it. And then have you been back to that place since you had that meltdown? That'd be funny, too.
Oh, good. I love it.
All right, so watch that for us on the Kix Morning Show Facebook page. All right, gang, we need your help to stuff the bus. We are currently underway with this year's campaign.
Yes, the second annual online event. Although this Stuff the Bus to benefit Friendship Home has gone on for quite a while, this year it is online once again just to help keep you a little safer during the pandemic times. But Stuff the Bus has a very awesome goal this year of $50,000.
Okay.
And they're a little shy of it at this point. I mean, there's still plenty of time left. You have until the 18th to donate online. But such an incredible event this is, an organization. Seriously, think about donating. It's $20 if you can. $20 would be nice per person. If not, 10, 5, one item. It doesn't matter. Literally, small amounts, but more people involved in the end will do a big difference.
Exactly.
So, and everyone's hurting in this time, and we totally understand, but
if you can do 10, if you can do 20, that's cool.
There's, like, for example, when you go online to kzkx.com and you look for Stuff the Bus towards the bottom, you can buy dish soap, $3. Like, they have it all sectioned out for you. You just tick the quantity up, however many you want, and then click add to cart, and it's all just $3, $5, $12. I mean, it's really, really simple, including lotions, hair brushes, nutritious meal, things like flour and stuff, coffee, peanut butter, just like hamburger helper even. These things can help give people comfort in the most trying times of their lives.
Right.
And when they need to leave domestic violence situations and seek shelter. I mean, sometimes they don't have anything other than the clothes on their backs. So that's where the Friendship Home steps in. And we want you to help stuff the StarTran bus with kicks at kzkx.com.
All right, get on there and do it and be a part of helping out. Hopefully you had a great day. Good luck to the rest of your day. We'll be back tomorrow with couples therapy. We'll get your public meltdown stories as well. That'll be up on the Kix Morning Show Facebook page coming up here soon. If you miss any of today's show, including Dana Redumpum or GP Mix's guest or anything we talked about today, find it on our podcast at kzkx.com. See ya.